National Democratic operatives are meeting today with several candidates in the Puget Sound area. Their goal, take a House seat that's always been in Republican hands. The bigger goal, take back Congress. David Hyde with KUW's politics team has the story.
He's not happy about it, but Chris Vance says he gets why Democrats are drooling over one congressional district here in Washington state.
What's driving this is Trump. Donald Trump is unbelievably unpopular. His approval ratings are down to 34%. He's taking down the entire Republican Party with him.
Vance is a Republican political consultant. Democrats hope he's right. That's why they've arranged a meeting today with aspiring candidates. Their target is incumbent Republican Dave Reichert, who represents the 8th Congressional District east and south of Seattle. And Vance says going after Reichert's seat makes sense for Democrats.
The president's party routinely loses seats in off-year elections. So 2018 is almost certainly going to be a Democrat year anyway. You add into that how monumentally unpopular Donald Trump is in western Washington, in the Puget Sound area, and it looks like a Democrat tidal wave.
But beating Reichert won't be easy. He's been reelected 6 times. He's known in his district as the former King County sheriff who caught the Green River Killer, and he looks the part. On top of that, Reichert's less conservative than many in his own party. But Vance says that may not matter.
When your entire party is going down, it is the moderates from the swing districts who go down. And it's really not fair because you think the moderates should survive. But it is for both parties. It's the moderates who represent the swing districts are the ones who perish in the tidal wave.
And Reichert's one of 23 Republicans Democrats are targeting in districts where Hillary Clinton beat Trump in 2016. His district is also a tale of two political tribes. It runs from the small city of Issaquah in King County across the Cascades through more rural territory to the much smaller city of Chelan. Vance says the key to winning the district, though, is to focus on
moderate, cul-de-sac, PTA, kids in school, white suburbanites. Those are the key voters in Washington State. Those are the key voters in Dave Reichert's congressional district. They don't like Donald Trump.
The election's not till 2018, but Democrats say 8 to 10 candidates are already thinking of getting in. One is engineer and Issaquah City Council member Tola Martz. Martz says he hopes to tap into the political energy that's emerged this year in the district, most visibly in protests in defense of Obamacare.
We are here for the ACA, make some noise, y'all! We are here for the health care, make some noise, y'all!
The folks who you're seeing involved right now in some of these protests are folks that haven't historically gotten involved but feel that things have really reached a point that they have to be involved.
But Mark says he wants to speak to voters across the district.
There were a lot of folks that just didn't feel like they were part of the prosperity, and I think we see that in the 8th. I think there are parts of the 8th that are doing real well and parts of the 8th that have real challenges.
Washington State Democrat and party chair Tina Podlodowski has a similar message.
The qualities for a candidate in the 8th are really diverse, but I think it's going back to our roots in terms of being the party of working families and looking at economic issues as well as health care issues.
For his part, Congressman Reichert did not make himself available for this story, but his spokesman said by email that the congressman has, quote, dedicated his entire life to serving Washington and welcomes anyone who hopes to do the same to run for office. In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.